Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think Spike Lee doesn't know exactly who you are, Mike Brown? He knows who you are. But I can appreciate trying to be humble and basking in the, like, this place is iconic and I'm just happy to be here. Bro, they went and got you. I mean, they went to go get a bunch of other employed coaches, and all those employed coaches got new contracts. But they went to get you. They handed you the keys to the Ferrari. You got to drive it. You got to drive this thing. It's a long road. You got to drive this thing to the finals. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the phone. Russell is in Old Bridge. Russell, you're on the Fan.
What's going on, Keith? First time caller. One of the players that stood out to me was Ariel Hucporty. I didn't have him out rebounding Jared Allen on my bingo card for this season.
Yeah, blocking Jared Allen. He was tough as a backup, second career start.
Yeah, it was pretty good to see and watch on TV. So my question is, when Mitch does come back, do you think Mike Brown is going to say, like, you know what, maybe we should give Ariel some more minutes? What do you think that situation is going to be?
I think there's no rush for Mitch. I think we've seen year after year after year, Mitch needs time. He can aggravate that ankle. Mitch is a matchup guy. He's a matchup nightmare for some teams. So they'll probably play the matchups, but it's 1 out of 82, and good returns on Ariel Hucporty, showing you he can get it done. I don't think they're in a rush to sit him down and get Mitchell Robinson in there. They got plenty of time.
Yeah, no. Hopefully he continues this stride. I just saw it on my way home from the gym. He had 5 rebounds. Jared Allen had 4. Overall, I thought the defense was at least somewhat better than last season. We got more. I saw we got 20 rebounds, which was very much needed. So hopefully we pick up the defense more this season and go all the way. Have a nice night.
Thanks for the call, Russell. Yeah, it's the first game. They got to feel some things out. So first time they're playing as this team, this deep team with these sets and rotations. And Ariel Hucporty being called on to start, the moment wasn't too big for him. This is New York. The moment can be too big for guys. You know, I know a little bit about Jared Allen, Big J. He's a gentle giant. He got bullied by Ariel Hucporty because he's not like that. He's not like that. He used to be a Brooklyn Net back when Kenny Atkinson was coaching the team. His coach now. And, you know, I think last night I was talking about being a Nets fan. You know, I took a call about, you know, being a diehard Nets fan. You're supposed to be a diehard Nets fan. Bro, don't tell anybody how to be a fan of the team. Because, like, I was there in the playoffs in 2013. I was there in the playoffs in 2015. I was there in the playoffs in 2018. And stop right there, right? They've had so many different iterations of this team. It's tough to be a diehard fan. You're dead. It's tough to be a Nets fan in this city when they first moved here and the Knicks weren't that good. The Nets were able to pump their chest out about, we are playoffs. We make it to the playoffs. We're the only ticket in town. They weren't going anywhere. but they were qualifying. So you felt good about that, right? When April comes, May comes, you know, the Knicks and the Garden is shut down, but Barclays Center, Flatbush, and Atlantic, you could go see a game. Now I just don't know the direction. Now I don't know exactly what they're doing. Because I watched them play the Hornets for a little bit tonight, and I'm the whole time I'm thinking, the Hornets are a bottom feeder team. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, the Hornets are drafting right where you are. They drafted Con Knipple out of Duke. They're, you know, right in front of you. And on the first night of Jordy Fernandez's second year, on the first night of Michael Porter Jr. being on this team, who went on an epic podcast, social media run before he played one game for the Brooklyn Nets. You know, all the nonsense that went on with Cam Thomas, I hope that he stays a Brooklyn Net because he is somebody that was drafted and developed by the Nets, and I think he's a bucket. But, you know, in a game like tonight, Michael Porter Jr. did not have it going. Cam Thomas did not have it going. Not enough. Not enough to keep pace with Brandon Miller and LaMelo Ball, two top picks of the Charlotte Hornets from years past. That's shameful. They were down 17 at the half. It was 77-60. Like opening night. And maybe you listen to the game right here on The Fan. And if you have been listening over the years, like how quickly the Nets have just eroded. How quickly they have just dissolved from having Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, James Harden, having teams that were going to the playoffs, that were expected to compete, teams that were in first place, teams that had winning streaks, to where we are now. A second-year coach who in the postgame was talking about, yeah, basically said they were getting cardio tonight. Basically said they were just running around out there doing nothing. Didn't know what they were doing. And he said he's excited because he's a coach, right? There's a lot to coach up. There's a lot to work on. But you have a mix of role players and half stars and rookies. And if you're tanking this year, I guess if you're tanking this year, that over under that's at 19.5 for the Brooklyn Nets, maybe you go under. I tweeted out from my Nets burner today. I think that they can easily win 20 games. Well, not easily, but like I don't think it should even take the whole season to win 20 games. But after looking at them tonight against the Charlotte Hornets, giving up 136 points in the first game, yeah, it's gonna be a long road. It's gonna be a long season. Shout out to Ben Saraf, who you know is a rookie that started and played 20 minutes, and even Yegor Demon, who hit four threes. I was told that he can't shoot. I think the kid worked on that. If he's gonna be a shooter like that, that's a good sign. But there are other guys, when I talk about role players, guys that have been here now for a few years, Nick Claxton, Dayron Sharp, Noah Clowney looks like Nick Claxton used to look like. I don't know, man. It's just like there's nothing for the Net fan to be excited about. You get excited for the draft. They use those five picks, and it's like even today going into the game, Danny Wolf sprains his ankle. It's like, here comes the curse of the Brooklyn Nets. It's tough, man. It's tough to see them go from a team that the whole league was talking about, that they opened up NBA Today, NBA Live, NBA on TNT talking about, a team that won like eight straight games against the Knicks and, you know, was running the city for a little while, to now just being abysmal again. But you've felt it before. If you're a Nets fan, you've experienced this before. So just lay low. That's what I'm saying. If you're a Nets fan, just pipe down. Let the Knicks do what they got to do. If you want to hate on the Knicks, wait till we get to the end of the road in the playoffs. Maybe somebody matches up and beats them. But right now, it is not high time for the Brooklyn Nets and the Nets fans. And, to come out of the gate like that against the Hornets, who I don't know how many games they're expected to win. Not great. And then you've got your home opener on Friday against a Cavaliers team that's missing three of their players, and they're probably going to smack you. So I don't know what to tell you, Nets fans. I am a Nets fan. I am from New Jersey. I picked the team up when they were there, and they moved the team from Continental Airlines Arena to Prudential Center to Barclays Center, and they have changed this damn team so much. I don't know what they're going to do now as far as getting continuity, getting back to being competitive, and I don't care for the draft. I don't care for tanking. It's a lottery system. It's not like the Jets, where the Jets fans are already looking at odds that, you know, Francisco Mendoza is their quarterback, because they're probably going to lose out. And we'll get to the Jets and Aaron Glenn and Justin Fields and the comments from them regarding what Woody said. And like, Tyrod Taylor's got a knee injury, and like, no one can out-Jets the Jets. But the Nets are right there with him. And I really do feel for you if you are a Mets, Jets, Nets fan. I know a lot of them. The Eds fans. That is a tough sports fan life. To go from the Mets not making the postseason to the Jets not winning a game. I don't know when the Nets are going to win a game. But even having guys like, I saw like Terrence Mann have four personal fouls in the first half. Like, you have, that's why when I say, hey, you have half stars. Like, you know who Terrence Mann is. You know who Michael Porter Jr. is. You know who Cam Thomas is. But they are not full-blown stars in this league. They're half stars. Nick Claxton. So they got to find some type of identity. Jordy Fernandez has his work cut out for him. But if you're getting smoked on opening night by the Charlotte Hornets, and LaMelo Ball is doing his thing, and Brandon Miller is doing his thing, and yeah, even their bench. Forgot about Colin Sexton being over there. Few new places, new faces, and new places. Colin Sexton, with the Hornets. And speaking of LaMelo Ball, Lonzo Ball with the Cavs. Let's get back to talking about the Knicks, though. That's who's going to dominate the phones. That's who's going to dominate these next few months on the airwaves. They have a championship-caliber team. They have championship expectations. They have a new head coach. They have a new philosophy on offense, defense, and they are going to make sure that their guys are fresh and load-managed, and everybody is going to eat. Everybody is going to get on that floor. Everybody is going to play a part, and everybody in New York will be paying attention to the Knicks now, and Knicks fans are feeling like finally it is their time. Val is in the Bronx on the fan. What's up, Val? You got it.
Chris, what's good, K? What's going on, Doug?
Hanging out, you know, talking about it. Basketball is back. It's good to just turn on the Yes Network, turn on MSG, and have, you know, New York basketball on the screen.
I got 3 points for you on the Knicks, but real quick, you said something about your Nets. Don't take that one too hard, bro. I saw pieces of that game. Charlotte, it's a long, you keep saying health, and we all got to pray for that. But Charlotte, you know, assuming LaMelo can stay up, they not a slouch team either. I saw some of the things they would do. You got LaMelo throwing alley-oops like halfway down the
court.
They
were hooping on them. It was easy.
So, yeah, don't make it. It's not like y'all just laid down, man. That's not a slouch team either. They're one of the squads I'm looking at to figure out who else is going to emerge out the East.
And they got a couple guys that have been playing together for some years now. You know, Miles Bridges, yep. Brandon Miller, LaMelo Ball. Those guys know where each other are going to be on the floor. So,
yeah,
we'll see. The season just started. It's one game. But, like, for the Nets to come out there and get smoked like that at the half, they're down 17, and then they end up losing by damn near 20, it's like, what? What are you expecting?
Nah, I hear you. But to get to my Knicks, though, I got 3 points for you. The first one, man, you know, I know we put some additions on that squad, you know what I'm saying? But I think one of the things that you got to realize is that some of these key people that did some things tonight were people that were on that team last year. And I keep hearing everybody saying, like, you know, almost like, where did they come from? Or that they needed last year to develop. You never got that chance to see them on the floor, man. It was good to see, like you said, the way that the rotation was moving. There were times, like, big minutes, big moments in the game.
Yeah.
When I say big minutes, I mean, like, blocks of time that Brunson was out on the floor. And you did not feel like Brunson was not on the floor. They got stagnant a couple of times. And, yeah, there were some turnovers. And even those I didn't mind because it was them trying to create offense. It wasn't like, you know,
they're sharing the ball.
Stupid. Yep. Yeah, they were making efforts to share the ball, and that's what caused it. You know, and then another point I'd like to give you also, in this early part of the season, you know what I'm saying, with the change that you made at that coach, the one nice thing about tonight, and I'm not going to get carried away with it, it's one game. But when you start trying to get people to buy into stuff, it's easy to get them to buy in when things are happening where you're getting success. So if this is a nice start to that, that's just something to help validate how the players feel about what Brown is telling them and what they're hearing. You know, and I'm going to leave you with one last point because I don't, again, it's just one game, so I don't want to get too deep into it. But shout out to Robbie from Lennox. I want to make one point about this, and I was going to call you last night to bring this up, but there was so much football talk and a little bit of baseball and stuff like that yesterday that I didn't bother to call in with it. You know, and I'm the same dude that sent you that clip about Dr. J. So, you know, I like to look back at, you know, old clips of the NBA and things of that nature, right?
Right.
Just before the preseason, there's a time on NBA TV where they start running all these hardwood classics and stuff like that, old games, going back to, like, you know, Magic's Lakers with Coop and Jamal Wilkerson and playing against the Celtics, or, you know, the Pistons playing against, you know, going all the way back and then coming right up to now time. And I'm sitting on there. I was watching that this summer. Oh, not this summer, but just like I said, before the preseason actually started and the preseason took hold. I'm looking at those games. And I heard Robbie say something about the threes and stuff like that. You know what was one thing that I found amazing in that? I sat down in every single game that I was watching, from Jordan, like I said, from Magic with Coop and Wilkes and all of that. You were, even with the Pistons, all that, as much as the Pistons were a bully team, every time, and I counted in some of those games, you were hearing, oh, Coop was shooting for three. Wilkes throwing up a three. Danny Ainge shooting three. These guys were shooting threes back in the day, too. So all this talk, yeah. I mean, I don't
like... But it was more like, you don't have to shoot the three. You're chucking up a three. Maybe you should have tried to get an easier shot.
This is the thing, and because this is where I agree with him. The question is not, you know, as much as people are throwing up frenetically, just throwing up threes and stuff like that, that's not the problem. The problem is if you're taking what are good shots at the three. You know what I'm saying? You create the action. You know, you spray. You heard Mike Brown talk about that. The sprays come, like, you know, once they collapse on the paint, you got to take advantage of that. If you got people hanging out on, you saw how many OG hit from the side baseline because he was just wide open.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was good to see him and OG and Bridges. If you notice that lineup, especially with Hawk Porty starting, you got to see something that I kept saying last year. People were upset with OG and Bridges with the kind of efforts, whether it was defensively or offensively, that you were getting from them. But that was because they weren't playing in their proper positions. You see now where OG is matching up with other threes and Mikal is matching up with the two guards and stuff like that, where they are actually, they seem like they're more consistent and constant and comfortable in the spots that they are on the floor. That's all about that lineup construction. You know, it's one game, and I'm not going to get too carried away, but I like what I'm seeing, man. I like what I'm seeing.
Thanks for the call, Val. Yeah, early returns. It's just they have evolved. They look different. You know, going back to what you said about the new additions, like there isn't that many new additions. It's like that are making an impact. Like, it's just that last year, some of these guys weren't trusted as much. They weren't getting the opportunity to make that much of an impact. There are new faces on the team, sure, but like Landry Shamet was here, Miles McBride was here, but it was almost like, you know, Tibbs was forced to go to Landry Shamet when he did. We know what Deuce McBride, Miles McBride is. We've seen him for years now. He has developed for years now. There's definitely a lot of trust and expectation with him. Tyler Kolek was a rookie last year. Second year, you're not...
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rookie anymore. You're going to be expected to contribute. We'll get to some more stuff. I actually took a couple notes while Val was talking. So let's take this break. When I come back, I'll finish with his points, responding to those points. And we'll keep taking your Knicks calls. And then I'll also mix in some more stuff about the New Jersey Devils. I already hit you with my thoughts on the Nets. And then we definitely got to talk about Ray McLeod and this Eagles matchup with the Giants. And, of course, the Jets, who's starting at quarterback, and what Aaron Glenn and co. had to say today about what Woody had to say 2 days ago. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Stay with us. We're coming right back. This is as far as we're going to go with this philosophy. This is as far as we're going to go with this mentality, this approach. Like, they want to win. And they're burnt out. They're run down. They weren't going to give him a better bench and hope that he evolved and changed. Instead, they go find somebody else that they know is already evolved and changed, and here's a better bench. And they will get buy-in. You know, Val was talking about buy-in and success, and like all that comes from is winning and playing. There was times last year, like Mikal Bridges spoke up last year about playing the bench. And these guys are friends. They practice together. You know, honestly, they spend more time together than they do with their families because they play, then they travel, they go to practice. Like, they're together a lot. And I remember, you know, Cam Payne obviously had experience playing with Mikal Bridges from Phoenix. And I'm not sure if Landry Shamet was out there with Mikal Bridges. But, you know, basically Bridges was saying, like, these guys are good players. They deserve to play, Cam Payne and Landry Shamet. And Tibbs wasn't hearing that. And, you know, even when it came out in the media, they kind of weren't on the same page about, oh, we didn't talk about anything, or, oh, I mentioned this to Tibbs. No, there was no conversation. And you had to move past that. Now you're in a spot where there's going to be complete buy-in because everybody's getting involved. Everybody wants to play, especially in the Garden, especially in New York, especially as a Knick, man. Like, they all want that glory. They all want that spotlight. They all want that opportunity to show who they are. They all have put in blood, sweat, and tears for years to get here. And so, like, now that everybody's playing a part, it makes the team stronger. And like I said before, as a joke at the Brooklyn Nets, but not just the Brooklyn Nets, it'd be the Washington Wizards or the Hornets or whomever, like, giving those guys minutes early on, when you do load manage and you have lesser opponents, that you can sit somebody like Brunson or Cat or OG, not Bridges because he's an Iron Man. Like, these guys that are on the bench are going to be empowered. They're going to be ready. They're going to be like, all right, tonight's my night. Tonight's my night to shine. So I think all of that is positive for the New York Knicks. Serge is in Yonkers with us next. He was at the game. What's up, Serge?
Hey, how you doing, Keith?
Good, good.
First time caller, long time listener. I am fired up, man. And everything you're saying right now is so true. I watched that second unit push the lead. And I can't remember the last time I saw a second unit come out on the court, play like they did, push the game, and the starters were sitting on the bench just cheering them on. this is the way the NBA is today. And to see him go for nine-man rotation, and he didn't even use Jordan Clarkson that much. So you're talking about there's still talent on the bench that even didn't get out there. This was just an amazing 360 from what I saw over the last couple of years. I'm fired up.
Yeah, you should be. A former sixth man of the year, a pure scorer, a guy like Jordan Clarkson, like, you know, he didn't really go off tonight, but he's exactly what I'm talking about, where when they do rest somebody and he gets more run, he's going to know, okay, tonight is my night to score 20.
Oh, 100%. And look, let's give Tyler Colick his props and his due. He came out there and he was a general on the floor. Some of the passes that he had on the interior, my mind was like, where has this guy been sitting? Why haven't we been playing him?
Yeah.
And the fact that he actually started to score, right, taking it to the hole, taking the three, opening up some spacing. The one thing that I saw that really made a lot of sense, Brown was matching players to players. Like, he took Cat off of Mobley right off the bat, put Cat on Jared Allen, and then played OG on Mobley, then switched it up with other people. It was like he was actually reading the game and wasn't stuck on the game plan.
Yeah, you just made me think about Malcolm Brogdon, who retired. And I'm like, did he think that he wasn't going to get any burn because Tyler Colick in his second year was getting more opportunities than him in the preseason, and like he was going to be the guy? You need a general like that. You need somebody that's going to run point like that. You need a guy that's going to be fearless. And that's how I remember him playing in college. So just 2 years removed from Marquette, you know, here you go. He's got a ton of confidence. He can dribble the ball. He can pass the ball. If he's scoring the rock, he played 14 minutes tonight. Like, that's going to help Jalen Brunson. That's going to help the whole team.
Oh, 100%. I looked at the clock, and at one point, I'm like, wait, Jalen Brunson has been sitting for a good 7-8 minutes, and we still have the lead? I don't remember seeing that last year.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking in the fourth quarter, because like I said, I was talking to someone on Twitter. I'm like, closing time, you know who the closer is, and they just kept playing without Brunson in the beginning of the fourth. I'm like, this is different. They don't necessarily need him.
Yeah.
Like, good problem to have.
Absolutely. And then you had Shamet coming out. There were so many people who contributed. When you look at that box score and you're seeing people with 15, 17, 23, 24 points, it was like, well, who do you try to defend if everybody's scoring? And for OG to have 14 rebounds, where did that come from?
Beast. Just timing. He's healthy. He's got his bounce. And he's a dog. Yeah. Yeah, he had the best game.
Oh, the best all-around game. And for us to play this well and to Brunson to have the kind of shooting night that he had, like, Brunson wasn't finishing when he usually gets those bumps. So for him to have the off night, for Cat not to be that 30-point, 10-board scorer, and for us to dominate throughout, I mean, you knew that Donovan Mitchell was going to have his game at some point. And he started to go off, and that's when they tied up. But after that, there was no one else. And the part that really got me fired up, when you watch that defensive rotation, I remember last year getting so frustrated all the time where the defense would collapse and there was always a corner three that was wide open.
Yeah.
No one was challenging. This time around, the rotations were...
They're closing out. They're not tired. They got their legs. They're all fresh.
It was beautiful. It really was just a fun game to watch. I don't even have my voice because I was yelling and screaming.
And that is against the real threat to you in the East. I know they don't have Hunter and Garland, but like, you doing that on opening night against a team that scored the most points in the NBA, had 64 wins last year. I think it's an early statement. We can't read too much into it, but it feels good for Knicks fans tonight. Thanks for the call, Serge. Yeah, and talking about Brunson, Brunson got his points. He got more than half of his points from the free throw line. So... It's just going to look different this year. I said it from the first shot that he hit. They said it on the broadcast, catch and shoot three, going to see a little more of that this year. Instead of him just kind of, you know, crossing somebody up, chucking one up, him coming down the court, chucking one up. You have to evolve. Evolve or dissolve. You have to change. You have to adapt with the climate. You have to, you know, change with the times. They seem like they have taken an approach. You start with Mike Brown and his coaching staff to revamp this Knicks team. They have stars. They have the players. They have all-stars. They have guys that did it last year. But now they have the auxiliary pieces to help them go to distance. 888-808-1019. Brendan is out in West Virginia on the Fan in New York. What's up, Brendan?
What's up, brother? How you doing, man? Good to talk to you, Keith. Big fan of your show.
Thank you.
Sorry about your Yankees, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. They were at the game enjoying it, though. Judge was all smiles. Devin Williams, Cam Schlittler, you know. We'll get them next year.
There you go. I like. I'm a Mets fan, so I feel for you, man. You know what I mean? But, yep. Hey, last time I called in, I talked to you. We were both excited about the season. I think, you know, with Brown and where that offense looks, you know, I'm pretty excited. They're running gun, and I'm just hoping maybe the minutes-wise, you know, he, unlike Thibodeau, you know, he's able to manage them a little better. You know what I mean?
I think, of course he is. I mean, if anything, he probably came in and watched a lot of film from last year and had conversations with Dolan and Rose and the players about exactly what Tom Thibodeau did wrong, and he's not going to do that. He's a different type of guy.
I agree. And also, like I talked to you last time about Kolek. It's nice to see, you know, we spoke last time about his issues with his feet, having two different sized feet, but I think he's managing it, and I'd like to see him get more minutes. Because we don't have a quality point guard, you know what I mean?
So, yeah, I talked about Malcolm Brogdon retiring, and when they got him, I'm like, okay, there's a guy as a depth piece. But also, this kid in his second year has developed, and I think he's ready for the stage. So we'll see how the season goes, but I think that was a good sign tonight, the 14 minutes that he played. That was my pick to click yesterday. I was like, I think Yabusele didn't score, but like he played his role. I had Kolek and Yabusele as two new players that are going to get minutes that I think Knicks fans are going to be impressed with. Now, there were more guys than that, but those are the two that I had my eye on.
I agree. You know, I missed the first half. I had a late shift. You know, I had my dog catcher out here, and I thought the game started at 8 o'clock, and it started at 7:10, and I'm wondering, what the hell are they doing? You know what I mean? So I got off
opening
my shift.
Night.
I get home. I cashed the last 4 minutes. But, again, on Kolek, you know, I was telling you last time, like, my buddy went to school with his brother, but you know, to see someone with that kind of, you know, condition or whatever you want to call it, I wouldn't call it a disability, but it's tough. So, you know, the same size feet or not, I think this kid will strive, and hopefully he learns a little something under this new offense, the old running gun, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what's his condition with his feet?
He's got two different size feet. He's got like a 12 and like a 15 or 12 and a 14. He had like a thing that Nike did something for him.
I think we did talk about that. I'm looking it up now. His measurements, that's something that they came out with at the combine. Yeah,
yeah. That's why they didn't think he was going to draft this guy, because he had like a weird growth spurt. But yeah, he at one point I think he had like a 12 and like a 9. It was something wild. But yeah, I mean, they talk about it a little bit. He's a little insecure about it, but I mean, to be able to handle that kind of pressure under that New York, you know, media. That's wild. And I'm looking forward to see what this kid can do. You know, he's got that old school mentality. He's got a good eye on the court. He plays D. He gets down the court fast. So I'm hoping, man. I mean, we're only one game in, but I'm excited. I'm definitely excited.
Thanks for the call, Brendan. 888-808-1019. Yeah, I'm trying to find more information on that. I remember hearing that. I'm not sure if it was rumor or if it was confirmed, but I remember when he got drafted last year, that was something that came up. But I don't know. They talk about players' hand size, feet size. Yeah, let's see. There's a ChatGPT or AI mode. No reported confirmation. Searches of official NBA news sources, including Kolek's stats and injury history, do not mention different foot sizes. But then there's another one that says his measurement at the draft combine. No, I don't know about that. So I can't confirm that, but I do feel like I've heard of it, or we talked about it before, but let me do some research on that before we run with a story on the Fan that Tyler Kolek wears a size 12 and a size 10. All right, we got a break. Continuing to take Knicks calls, but when I come back, I'm going to speak on the New Jersey Devils. Woo! A whole wagon. 6 wins in a row. I mean, they go to Toronto last night. Sheldon Keefe gets his first win against his former team. They come home to Newark to the Rock tonight against Minnesota. You're thinking, hey, maybe they drop one. No, they're not dropping a game. They are rolling, and it's so many different guys contributing. It looks like they're a wagon. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Right back after this. KD needed a half size smaller when he, you know, stepped on the line. Anyway, 888-808-1019. Someone in the chat, Scott, says, didn't Michael Jordan wear a size 13 on his left foot and a 13 and a half on his right? I'm like, I don't know. I don't remember that either. I just remember hearing about Tyler Kolek as a point guard some lack of athleticism, height, wingspan, not thinking that he would translate to the NBA. But that happens all the time. I think he's going to be all right. I think he's going to help the Knicks for sure. And the Knicks seem like they have found help in a lot of different areas. So, like, it's crazy because there's a, you know, even today on The Fan, there's a lot of people talking about they better be right. You know, they fired a good coach. If this coach isn't like, and I know it's one game, but early returns is like, okay, as a team, as a franchise, they have stepped into the future a bit. They have evolved a bit. And if they can stay healthy and keep this going, nobody is going to be crying for Tom Thibodeau. They're going to be dreaming of an NBA Finals. Danny's in Yonkers on The Fan next. What's up, Danny?
Well, what's going on, Keith?
What's up?
I wanted to call in. I was going to talk about Kolek, but I think everybody beat me to the point. Know what I really saw tonight that, like, I was like, wow. They said that Mike Brown learned it in under Steve Kerr was when he let the defensive coordinator run the timeout. Did you see that?
Yeah, and I was going to actually say that. When he called his first timeout, I was like, okay, now I got to pay attention to the timeouts because it's just – it was a lot today with the rotations, but yes. And then they
you open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Interviewed the offensive coordinator. I got to learn these guys' names. I got to look these guys up. But go on. Yeah, that is big to, you know, not have that all on your own. Tom Thibodeau was criticized for either not taking a timeout or, you know, not getting players into games, right? When in the Detroit series when Hart and Brunson weren't in the game and it was just the clock was ticking down. And then, you know, after he just said it was a coach's decision. I think this group, they're going to be a lot more buttoned up and efficient with how they use timeouts and when they use them. They use them to stop runs.
Yeah, I like that. That was kind of cool. And, you know, as much as I love Tom Thibodeau, man, I was really upset when they let him go, and I thought it was turning into a little bit of a circus when they couldn't find a coach. But, you know, it seems like Mike Brown, though, he's coming in and his seat is hot already because of how much New Yorkers love Thibodeau. And I just want to see us, not that I want to see us go on like a 3-game losing streak, see a little bit of controversy and see how he handles it because the New York media is not – you know, he's been a head coach before in, like, L.A., but it's different in New York, man.
Yeah.
He goes on a three-game losing streak. You guys on WFAN and the other stations are going to be calling for his head. And
depending on who they lose to, it's coming.
It, you know?
Yeah, adversity's going to hit him. He's got to be prepared for it. That's a big part of the job, though. I'm sure when they interviewed him, they said to him, like, yo, you know, this is a beast here in New York. The media is a monster. Like, that's a huge part of being the head coach of the New York Knicks. And he seems like he's all smiles right now. And, like, when adversity hits, we'll be watching to see how he handles it. That'll be a true test for him. But I think this guy's got enough experience. They're going to battle through it. And I don't know who they're going to struggle with. I got to look at the Knicks' schedule and see, like, is there a stretch where they're going to run into, like, a few good teams? And it's 82 games. Like, they're going to lose games. I think he'll be prepared.
Yeah, that, and I'm still waiting for the hip-hop podcast with you and Zoo, man.
A hip-hop podcast with me and Zoo? I don't even know where Zoo is, honestly. I never work with Zoo anymore, but that's a good idea. Thanks for the call, Danny. I don't know where Zoo is, man. Zoo is on the weekend. I'm not on the weekend. Zoo doesn't do the night, so I gotta text Zoo. I was just talking about Zoo yesterday because Paulie ordered some Chinese from Master Wok over here. He's like, you want anything? I'm getting Chinese. I'm like, Master Wok? He's like, the best. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, it's been a minute. I usually walk over there. I remember when I first started working here, Big Zoo put me on. Anyway, 888-808-1019. Let's take another call before we get to the break. And at some point, I will hit you with my thoughts on the Devils, and then we will start to lean into Week 8 already in the NFL. Ernie's in Brooklyn with us next. What's up, Ernie?
Hey, what's going on? I just want to talk about the Knicks. At the end of the day, if their health is good, they're going to play good like the rest of the NBA. It has to do about health. If they all stay healthy, then they're going to play good. So we'll see what happens for the rest of the year. It's just one game tonight.
Yes, sir. I said pray for health, Knicks fans. Pray that this team stays healthy for the most part, and that at the end of the season when the playoffs start, that they've got all their horses in the stable.
Exactly, because look at what happened in Indiana and Boston. That's why we are favored to go to the finals.
Right,
at the end of the day, we have to stay healthy.
They're going to be without their stars.
Especially Towns. You know, he's got to stay healthy.
Thanks for the call, Ernie. Yeah, there's rumors that Tatum could be back for the playoffs. We got a long time until we get there. Obviously, you know, he went down in the second round. Haliburton went down in game 7 of the finals, so Haliburton is out. We will see what the Celtics look like without him. We will see what the Magic look like. I know the Magic played tonight. I got to pull up their box score. Let me see. Desmond Bane over there. So now people are thinking that, you know, they're going to be improved and that they could hang with the Knicks. But, like, we'll see. This is a different matchup for teams now. This is a different look with this Knicks team. Yeah, so the Magic won 125-121 against the Heat. And as I'm looking at this Knicks schedule, you know, and I forgot. The NBA Cup, this is what, the third year? I forgot about this NBA Cup. The NBA Cup group stage starts next Friday. So the Knicks have the Celtics, the Heat, the Bucks, the Bulls, the Wizards, the Timberwolves, the Nets. When are they going to run into the stretch that they hit adversity where they lose some games? It's going to happen. It's going to happen. But we're focused on tonight. It's a good win for tonight. It's a good change of pace, change of style, change of the roster, rotations, depth. And knocking off a team like the Cavaliers that is supposed to be right there with you. Obviously, they didn't have some guys as well. That's another reason why it's good. You didn't have your full complement of players that you rely on. It's good to start off the season with a win in your building, knocking off a formidable opponent. 888-808-1019. I'll say good morning on the other side. KM to AM returns right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.